Raining and Light, Fight. Fight. The word fight has negative connotations. Fight, by literal definition, means to take part in a violent struggle. Fight is associated with physical force. Battle, combat, oppose, brawl, attack, assault, confront, beat, and clash are all words associated with fight. Through this, we learn that words could be only words and until we give them meaning. Even when we give them meaning, the words are powerless and weightless until we use them. Fight. We've certainly made use of the word, and because the act exists in many parts of our world, people fight out of anger. People fight because they are forced to. People fight to protect and to defend. People fight because any other way isn't obvious or apparent. People fight for love. People fight for freedom, for power, for respect and pride. People fight because of lack of understanding and an unwillingness to understand. People fight to mask and to hide things and themselves. There are many reasons for fights, and this episode is not meant to make sense of them. It's not meant to make light or to justify fights, not the external fights anyway. This episode is meant to support the internal fight and for ourselves, and to examine the external fight against ourselves. When we fight against ourselves, we are disregarding our spirit. We are giving in to negative thoughts and beliefs about ourselves. When we fight against ourselves, we are ignoring our spirit. We are giving up our self-control. When we fight for ourselves, we are enlisting hope and faith. We are understanding that through everything we grow. When we fight for ourselves, we are aware of our values and morals. We are also aware of the peace that we can bring ourselves. We are fighting for ourselves. We are aware of our breath. We breathe for sanctuary. And because we know that our place of refuge is within us, and in this shelter, we can weather any storm. We breathe for health. We breathe for survival, and not just physical, but for mental and spiritual survival. Deep breaths in and slow breaths out. When times get hard, our loads become too much to bear, and our road is rocky, we must fight to go on. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Sometimes we can't find the light within us, and the sun has been a thing of the past. There is and has always been a light within. We must fight when needed to uncover it, and then fight again to turn it on. We fight for ourselves when we recall all of the challenges we've overcome, and especially the ones when we couldn't see our way through them. We fight for ourselves with the strength of our loved ones, their words of encouragement to us. We fight with the glory of our higher powers. Deep breaths in and slow breaths out. We do not have to fight alone. Deep breaths in and slow breaths out. We are fighting for ourselves each time we pause throughout our day for intentional breathing and to process before moving on. We are fighting for ourselves when we realize that we are humans and not machines. We have emotions we can create, and we have a conscience. Having a conscience allows us to understand what is good and what is not good. Fight has everything to do with conscience. In this moment, and because we are alert, we can make a decision. We can make a decision to fight for good. Today we are good and with zero regards to who or what we were yesterday. Because we are fighting for ourselves, we are better and have room for continuous improvement. As we continue our walk, we are learning to equip ourselves. A best way to equip ourselves is through self-discovery and self-discipline. Breathing techniques allow us the opportunity to understand who we are, what we want, and what we need of and from life, from things and from others, and more importantly, from ourselves. Self-discovery is a call to action. It is an expectation that we will step outside of our comfort zone. We're willing to see new things and to try new things. Self-discovery is about reflection, how our feelings and emotions drive us or prevent us from driving. Self-discovery is learning all about ourselves and within our world, our greater world. Self-discovery takes a lifetime if we appreciate that we never stop learning. Self-discipline is needed for and through self-discovery, and self-discovery is also needed for and through self-discipline. Self-discipline is that self-push. It's pushing ourselves to our greatest and to greatness. It is self-motivation to move beyond our physical, our emotional, and our mental boundaries, and so that we are able to achieve our spiritual goals. Therefore, we rely on prioritizing the needs of our spirit, a change in our perspective and our perception. We fight for ourselves with an action plan, with goals, with practice, and holding ourselves accountable and responsible for our own lives, using mindfulness, and so that we're able to forgive and accept when and where we can, and using the mindfulness to be patient with ourselves as we work through our triggers and our urges. Mindfulness is us in meditation, and it's us focusing on all of our sensations and all of our feelings and without trying to judge them or give them meaning. Practicing mindfulness is fighting for ourselves and without fighting against ourselves. Fight for rights, fight for beliefs, fight for deliverance, fight for peace. Fight for this generation and the next. Fight for the earth. Fight for justice. Fight for life. Fight for losses. Fight for health. Fight for growth. Fight for love. Fight for today. Fight to swim farther, to climb higher, and to continue on our journey of healing. And let us fight without anger, but with wisdom and true discernment. Let us fight without weapons that kill, but with weapons that heal. Our words. This journey is turning out to be a great adventure and a novel of courage. We're learning to expect the unexpected, and because we have faith, we're learning that even when things become dark, if we put up a good fight, it is possible for reigning in light.